This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina al-Mab'uthi rahmatan lil Alameen Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. My brothers and my sisters in Islam, I welcome every single one of you again online on the UMA and my personal Facebook, live here from the UMA, in which we continue with seeking knowledge and connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Book of Allah azza wa jal, and the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And tonight we have an interesting topic that we'll be talking about how the Prophet and the messengers before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with hardships. Now, obviously, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the leader of all the prophets and messengers, and is the greatest human being to ever tread this earth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yes, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest prophet and messenger, and we believe in that, and we say that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that very clear. However, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet like the rest of the prophets with a higher status. So they're all prophets and messengers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not differentiate between one another. They're all prophets and messengers. However, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the highest rank, alayhi salatu wassalam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says, I am the master of the children of Adam. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest human being, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest prophet and messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. Now obviously we've spoken about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and last week we covered how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with hardships, alayhi salatu wasalam. How the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam managed hardships, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said about himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the most tested people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the close ones to Allah azza wa jal. And the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more tested you become by Allah azza wa jal. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. The closer you are to Allah Azza wa Jal, the more tested you will be by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, the prophets and messengers were the closest ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, they were the most tested ones by Allah Azza wa Jal. And because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the closest one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was the most tested human being by Allah. So even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved, and he's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised, and he's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven his sins, and he's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised the Jannah, and he's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the highest level of the Jannah, he alayhi salatu wasalam also encountered hardships. So you and I will encounter hardships. And as much as we encounter hardships, those hardships will never be as hard as the hardships of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam faced it more than anyone else. And the prophets and the messengers before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also faced it. They've also experienced a lot of hardships. And tonight, inshallah, we want to talk about some of the different hardships of different prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, and Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent over 124,000 prophet and messenger, but Allah only mentioned 25 in the Holy Quran. So that it's not that there's only 25 prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent more than 124,000 prophet and messenger, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentioned 25 in the Holy Quran. And from amongst the prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they encountered hardships is Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Now obviously I'm not going to be speaking about every single prophet and every single hardship that every single prophet went through, because every single prophet and messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent went through hardships. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way. There's no other way. That's Allah's way. With the believers, with the righteous believers, with the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them through calamities. Allah will put them through hardships. So I'm not going to be talking about every prophet and his hardship, but we are selecting few prophets and messengers and some of the hardships that they went through. And as much as we talk about the prophets and messengers and the hardships that the prophets and messengers went through, it's nowhere near It's nowhere near the reality of the hardships that they really went through. Nowhere near the hardship that they really went through and the hardship that they did really experience. So Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is one of those prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made go through hardships. And one of the primary things that we can talk about the hardships that he went through, that Prophet Nuh alayhi salam called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 950 years. He did not live for 950 years. He called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 950 years, which means he lived a lot longer than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that in the Quran al-Kareem, that he called his people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 950 years, 1,000 years minus 50. So 950 years calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 950 years, alayhi salam, encountering and experiencing many hardships from his own people. 950 years of mockery from his own people. 950 years of persecution from his own people. 950 years calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the end, how many people embraced Islam? The maximum narration says 81 people. The maximum narration says that Nuh alayhi salam had 81 people following him. Some narrations even say 12. But can you imagine 950 years calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the end result is they only have 81 followers? That's a big hardship. That's not easy. 950 years calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and facing all the sorts of persecution and injustice from his own people, and then he ends up with only 81 people that follows him. And this is the maximum narration. Other narrations say a lot less than that. So Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was from amongst those that encountered hardships. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. And at the end, he made dua for his people. His people were receptive, so he made dua on his people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him and his followers in a lockdown. Yes, they were in lockdown, a lockdown in an ark. And they were in the ark, as some narrations say, for four months. Some of them even say 40 days. Some of them say 6 months. Some of them say a year. Some of them say more than that, less than that. Yes, they were in a lockdown. They were in lockdown in an ark that they can't even see the sun from outside. And they were just sailing along the waves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created and the floods that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made. Subhanallah, test. Yes, we're in a lockdown right now, but nowhere near the lockdown that Nuh alayhi salam went through. At least you could go out and have a fresh air. You could breathe fresh air. At least you know exactly where you are. But can you imagine if you're in a closed ark, just sailing in the waves, sailing through the waves, sailing in those floods. You don't even know when it's going to stop. You don't even know if you're going to drown. You don't even know if you're going to make it. That's not a test. That's a very hard test. And this test was upon who? It was upon Nuh alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to test the prophets and messengers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yes, he was tested. He was tested severely, alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through the test. So much so that he was thrown in the fire. Another lockdown. But this time, a lockdown in where? In the fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. We all know the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he turned against his people because they were worshipping someone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they plotted against him and they gathered against him and they assembled everyone and they incarcerated him until they threw him and cast him in the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Be cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was on a lockdown where? In a fire. And some narrations say that he went for about 40 days. Some narrations say longer than that. Other narrations say less than that. But regardless, where was he? He wasn't in his house. He wasn't in front of the TV. He wasn't on his device. He was in a fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from the fire burning him. And at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the fire. But this is another test. Upon who? Upon the greatest prophet and messenger after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him go through the tests. As we are going through a small test to us right now, during our time, it's a big, massive test. But compare this test to the test and the tests that the prophets and messengers went through. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is one of those prophets and messengers that was in a lockdown in a fire. He turns towards his right, it's a fire. Towards his left, it's a fire. In front of him, it's a fire. Behind him, it's a fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved him in the fire until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded him and took him out of the fire. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. That's a very tough test on Ibrahim alayhi salam. And more to come, where Ibrahim alayhi salam will travel on Magra with his wife Sarah alayhi salam to Egypt. And then the king of Egypt will find out how beautiful Sarah is, then he wants to take her for himself. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is powerless beside the power of Allah. He's powerless in front of the soldiers and the army of the king. So the only thing he told his wife, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again protected her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunited him with his wife. And on top of all that, the king gave his wife a gift, Hajar, that Ibrahim alayhi salam got married to her. But subhanallah, look at the sequence of hardships followed by what? Ease. Hardships followed by ease. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy upon Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on made it easy upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. But it doesn't just stop over here. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test Ibrahim alayhi salam with another test, a test of lockdown, yes, a test of lockdown, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to take his wife and newly born son Ismail, after he's been waiting for that child for about 100 years, to take him in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of that valley called Mecca, and leave him there and just walk away from them. That's not a test. That's a very hard test. That's an extreme test. He leaves his wife. He leaves his wife Hajar and his newly born son Ismail in the middle of nowhere. A lockdown in the middle of nowhere. You turn towards your right, your left, in front of you, behind you. There's no one there to help you, support you, aid you. And then he walks away and his wife will say to him, "Oh Ibrahim, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to do this?" After she asked him, "Oh Ibrahim, you're leaving us here with a bit of water and dates," and Ibrahim just continues to walk. "Oh Ibrahim, do you leave us here with a bit of water and dates?" And Ibrahim alayhi salam continues to walk. And the third time she tells him, "Oh Ibrahim, did Allah command you to leave us here?" That's when Ibrahim turned around and said, "Yes." So she replies back and she says, "If that's the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forget us. Allah will never neglect us." That's a test. Test. Over test. Over test. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delights Ibrahim alayhi salam with the upbringing of his son Ismail, prophet to be Ismail, a righteous son, an upright son, a respectful son. And then after Ismail alayhi salam had grown up and is now a fit, righteous, prophet to be son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to go and slaughter him. That's a test. A lot worse than the test that you and I are going through right now. And this test is upon who? Prophets. Messengers like Ibrahim and Ismail. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguarded him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved him and protected him. Allah protected Ibrahim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Ismail. On the top of all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Ibrahim with another child, Ishaq alayhi salam. Test. Ever test. Ever test. And then we'll talk about the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Another great prophet and messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with a lot of wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with a lot of children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with many worldly matters. He was a prophet and a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a lot of wealth, health, and children. Health, wealth, and children. He was fit, he was wealthy, he was from amongst the richest people in his time. And he had a lot of children. He had 7 boys, 7 girls. During one moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took everything away from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all his wealth, all his lands, all his gold, all his silver, all his money. They were all gone. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all his children, 14 of his children, 7 of his boys and 7 of his girls. They were all gone. Not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him so ill that people didn't even want to get near him anymore. Ayyub alayhi salam, prophet and messenger of Allah, tested in his wealth, tested in his family, and tested in his health. And right now we are going through a test. Yes, it's a health crisis. It's a virus, it's an outbreak. But alhamdulillah, compare a test to the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the prophets and messengers through. That's a hard test. Imagine, so wealthy, no wealth at all. 14 children, all gone. So healthy, so ill now. The only one that stood by him, the only one that was there for him was his wife. So much so that Ayyub alayhi salam continued to endure this hardship for years and years and years. So his wife would say to him, "Oh Ayyub, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy upon us. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to alleviate this hardship. So Ayyub alayhi salam asked his wife, how long do we live in luxury for? She said 80 years. So Ayyub alayhi salam says, it's only been 18 years and I'm too shy to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easier on us after only 18 years of hardship when we experience 80 years of luxury. But patience, patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that in the Quran Kareem. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. When Ayyub called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, the harm had befallen upon me and I've got no one else except to resort back to you, and you are the most merciful one. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And this is a dua. رَبَّنَا مَسَّنَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, harm had befallen upon us, hardship had befallen upon us, and you are the most merciful one, ya Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of this hardship. Allahu Akbar, this is a prophet and messenger. You're talking about the lockdown and the social distancing is hard, then talk about what Ayyub alayhi salam went through. That was extreme social distancing. That's extreme hardship. And who's Ayyub? Prophet, messenger, righteous man, just man, upright man. A man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed forgiveness in this world and paradise in the hereafter. That's a prophet, a messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them go through the hardships. But you know what? After hardship, there's what? There's an ease. In the ma'al usri, yusra. After hardship, there's an ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make an easy path for you and I and for everyone. And I'm confident inshallah we'll come out of this with an easy path and stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ayyub alayhi salam resorts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks Allah azza wa ta'ala to make it easy upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of that hardship. And then he became healthy again. And he became wealthy again. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him double the number of children they had and lost. He had 7 boys and 7 girls. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him 14 boys and 14 girls. Allahu Akbar. Amazing to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and grants. And then we move on to another prophet. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 children. And then his own sons conspire against his most beloved and favorite son, Yusuf alayhi salam. They conspire against him. And then he's lost, he's gone. Yes, I'm very upset and you are very upset that we haven't seen our families. And we're very upset that we haven't seen our mothers and fathers. We haven't seen our friends. We haven't seen our brothers and sisters. Yes, it's upsetting. But can you imagine the hardship and the test that Yaqub alayhi salam went through when he lost his son completely, didn't even know anywhere about him? Whereabouts of his son Yusuf? And who's Yusuf? Yaqub knows that Yusuf is a prophet to be. That's it, disappeared. His own children conspired against his own son. And they threw him in that well. And Yusuf alayhi salam went through the process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes prophets and messengers go through, hardship. And he was sold as a slave. And he was taken as a slave and he was treated as a slave. And he grew up in a household of his master as a slave. Prophet and messenger. Prophet and messenger. Subhanallah. And when we talk about slavery here, we're talking about more of a servant. More of a servant. Where it was only a phase because prophets and messengers are originally free and continue to be free. But that's a different topic. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts Yusuf alayhi salam through the test. Test after test, where he is accused of his innocence. He's accused of his honor when his own master's wife turns on him because she wanted to do the haram with him. And he said, Inni akhafullah, ma'adallah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his master and his master's wife conspire against him and he gets incarcerated and locked up for no crime they had committed. Test, being in what? Another self-isolation, complete isolation, incarceration, subhanallah. And who's that? That's not you and I, that's Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. In complete isolation now, where he gets locked up for years. Some of the scholars say up to 30 years, and others say 14 years. But years, not months, not days. He was in self-isolation, incarceration and lockup for years. Over what? Over something that he did not do because he wanted to preserve his integrity. He refused to commit the haram with the wife of his master. Allahu Akbar. Test over test. But then what happened after that? Ease came. What was the ease? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of the prison. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of the prison with honor and integrity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to be the most powerful man in Egypt after he was an inmate, after he was a prisoner. But what? This went through the process of hardship. And we're talking about hardships of what? Talking about hardships of prophets and messengers that went through severe hardships. We are going through hardships right now, but nowhere near what the prophets and messengers went through. But because of their patience, their forbearance, their wisdom, their taqwa, their faith, their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned hardship to ease. From being a prisoner to being the most powerful man during his time. Amazing. Amazing, subhanallah. And then we move to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, another great prophet and messenger of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran so many times. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. This great prophet where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him from the very beginning that he came into this world. His mother gives birth to him in the secret because the army and Fir'aun and his army were going around killing any child from Bani Israel. And then his mother puts him in a cast or puts him in a chest and she throws him in the river of Egypt, on the Nile River. Subhanallah. From the very beginning he was born. Can you imagine where every single other child and every single other baby is in the arms and being taken care of by his own mother and father, and this child is in a chest in the middle of a river, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him to the enemy that his mother's trying to hide him away from. Test. Subhanallah. Test. She hid away Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun. She put him in a chest. She let the river flow, and the river took Musa alayhi salam to the man that his mother's trying to hide him away from. Subhanallah. Test. And then Musa alayhi salam grows in which household? In Fir'aun, his own enemy. That later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Musa to call Fir'aun to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Test. And then Musa alayhi salam grows up in the household of Fir'aun. And then he goes through another test where he pushes someone, then he dies. And then the word goes out that Musa alayhi salam is killing the Egyptian Coptics. And then subhanallah, Musa alayhi salam flees. And he goes to nowhere. And along the journey, you hear about the amazing things where he just escapes. He's a fugitive to the people of Egypt, but he escapes from Egypt to go to Palestine. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an opening. But then what? He's also again in self-isolation. In self-isolation to be away from his mother and sister and brother, to be away from his family, to be away from his own people for 10 years. And they've got no idea what happened to Musa alayhi salam. And he's got no idea what's happening to his mother and brothers and sisters. Self-isolation again. When Musa alayhi salam moved away from his family, moved away from his mother, for 10 years no contact. At least alhamdulillah, you and I can contact each other. Now you could hear me live, just on your phone. Musa alayhi salam was completely disconnected. Completely self-isolation. Completely distancing himself from his own family for 10 years. Until that moment came where he returned back just to go and see his mother. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him an opening. Allah granted him an opening. What was the opening? He leaves as a non-prophet, comes back as a prophet. He leaves Egypt as a fugitive and comes back as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after what? After hardship. Another self-isolation, subhanallah. Being completely disconnected from his mother and completely disconnected from his own brothers and sisters. 10 years. Can you imagine how hard is that? 10 years. How hard is it that you haven't seen your mother and father for the last few days? And you are preserving and you are making sure that you want to protect them and keep them safe. But at the end of the day, you still call them. You still speak to them. They'll call you. You could see them on FaceTime. You could see them on Zoom. You could speak to them, hear their voice, at least check up on them. But can you imagine Musa alayhi salam for 10 years has no idea what's going on with his mother and brothers and sisters, and his mother has no idea what happened to Musa alayhi salam if he's still at least dead or alive. Test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through the tests. And then on top of all these tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts Musa alayhi salam through with Fir'aun, and then he finishes from Fir'aun with the people of Bani Israel. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Bani Israel miracles. Miracles, great miracles that appeared on the hands of Musa alayhi salam. And then at the end they say, oh Musa, shouldn't we go and find an idol for us to worship? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. That's a test. That's a test. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Musa after everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made appear on the hands of Musa alayhi salam. Miracles. Miracles that Bani Israel saw with their own eyes. They saw the snake and they saw the hand that glows, and they saw the river or they saw the sea splitting open and saving Bani Israel and destroying Fir'aun. And then on top of all this, they come back to Musa alayhi salam and say to him, oh Musa, shouldn't we go and find someone or something for us to start worshipping. Let us create an idol for us to start worshipping. Allahu Akbar. That's a big test. That's a big test. And then the bigger test comes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel to enter the promised land. And then they refuse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in self-isolation. What was it? 40 years of punishment. Called the punishment of being lost. The wandering punishment. 40 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them lost on earth. Punishment. But then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them opening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted, yes, it was a punishment for them, but then the generation that came after him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them opening. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the prophets and messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to test the prophets and messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to test his servants. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the prophets and messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the disciples and the followers of the prophets and messengers. And it doesn't just stop Prophet Nuh or Prophet Ibrahim or Prophet Yaqub or Prophet Yusuf or Prophet Ayyub or Prophet Musa. The test just continues and continues and continues with Prophet Yahya and Prophet Zakaria, where they were chopped and killed because they were calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Test, big test. Allahu Akbar. And then Isa alayhi salam, where his own people will turn on him just because he's trying to save them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates him to the heavens. Test, ever test, ever test. And the test will continue. And it doesn't stop. It didn't stop with the prophets and messengers. And it's not going to stop with us. And it's not going to stop with the next generation. But at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you and I to see how to react. What do we do? How strong are we? And that's what we learn from the prophets and messengers in their reaction and the way they dealt with the tests and trials and the way they managed those tough times. It was only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connecting themselves to Allah azza wa jal and resorting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any doubt, without any doubt. My brothers and my sisters, how many people are asking this question? Why is Allah doing this to us? People are questioning Allah. Why, Ya Rabbi, doing this to us? We don't deserve it. The prophets and messengers don't deserve it either. The prophets and messengers don't deserve these tests. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through the test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to put the rest of the prophets and messengers and those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves through the test. We have no right to ask the question, why is Allah doing this to us? The only thing that we should be asking, Ya Allah, what do you want from us? Don't ask, Ya Rab, why are you doing this to me? Ask, Ya Allah, what do you want from me? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Glad tidings to the patient ones. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from you. For you to be forbearant, for you to be wise, for you to be calm, and for you to be patient. But patient for whom? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm patient for Allah. You are patient for Allah to please Allah until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we learn from the prophets and messengers. They were very patient, extremely patient. With everything they had encountered and faced, they were very patient. SubhanAllah, I just mentioned a few stories about some prophets and messengers, but every single prophet and messenger went through hardship. Every single prophet and messenger encountered hardship. Every single prophet and messenger went through calamities. Whether a calamity or a hardship in their wealth, in their health, with their family, with their own people, in their da'wah, it's part of the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to make you go through hardships until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowers you with the iman, and then you die forgiven and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven with iman. SubhanAllah, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us through that. And if there's anyone that we should be looking up to, is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there are anyone that we should be following, the other prophets and messengers, the other ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبُهُدَاهُمْ اقْتَدِهِ That are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided, follow their guidance. The guidance of who? Of the prophets and messengers. The guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran for us to look up to them and follow their footpath. Follow their guidance. The stories of the prophets and messengers in the Quran Kareem are not being told in the Quran Kareem for the purpose of us just entertaining ourselves in listening to their stories. But the purpose of their stories are for us to take them as examples. And right now, we're in dire need in taking them as our examples. especially with what we're going through. And yes, it's hard and tough, my brother and my sister in Islam, but nowhere near what the prophets and messengers went through. Nowhere near it. We just gave a few examples. Compare what we are going through right now to what the prophets and messengers in the past went through. Nowhere near it. But they were strong. And Allah made them stronger. And they were so connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an opening after the hardship they went. And if you look into every single prophet and messenger, every single prophet and messenger that went through hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala followed it with an opening. And I'm saying right now, if we are so faithful and we have our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make an opening after this hardship that we are going through. Inna ma'al usri yusra. After hardship there's an ease. Inna ma'al usri yusra. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms that after hardship there's an ease. Umar ibn Khattab says that after two hardships, there's indeed an ease. There's indeed an ease. We are going through some hardships. Alhamdulillah, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just resort back to Allah azza wa jal. We surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are Muslims at the end of the day. And what makes us to be Muslims? Not because I'm Muhammad or Ahmad or Mahmoud or Fatima or Aisha or Khadija. I'm a Muslim because I surrender to Allah. I surrender to the will of Allah. I surrender to the command of Allah. I surrender to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. And I don't ask a question and say, why is this happening to me? No, we don't ask that question. As believers, we never ask that question. Why is this happening to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed for it to happen. What you need to ask, ya Allah, what do you want me to do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be patient and get closer to Him. And the month of Ramadan is about 2 weeks from now. So the month of Ramadan should be an opportunity for us to reconnect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this year's Ramadan a unique Ramadan that you're going to feel a closer relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not less. People are stressed and saying, oh, I'm looking forward to the month of Ramadan because I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to worship Allah azza wa jalla in the month of Ramadan. I feel that spiritual uplifting in the month of Ramadan. I feel my iman strong in the month of Ramadan. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose this year. No, if you want to lose it this year, you'll lose it this year. But if you don't want to lose it this year, you're not going to lose it this year. If you want to gain it this year, you'll gain it this year. If you want it to be stronger than the previous years, it will be stronger than the previous years. It goes back to you. How you want to make it to be? How you going to do it? So my brothers and my sisters, stay strong. Have your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a true believer. Depend on Allah azza wa jal and follow the path of the prophets and messengers. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبُهُدَاهُمْ اِقْتَدِهِ. There are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided. Follow their guidance. And maybe this is a good opportunity for you. Staying at home, go to a YouTube channel, Islamic media. And alhamdulillah, just recently we've just finished the stories of the prophets and messengers, in which we've spoken about the stories of each prophet and messenger in details. We just skipped through it so quickly, talking about some events that took place during the times of the prophets and messengers. But inshallah, if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll find a series of the stories of the prophets and messengers in details for each prophet and messenger. Take this as an opportunity for you to learn more about the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it as an opportunity for you to get to know those prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made to be the greatest examples for mankind. And that are the greatest role models. They are the greatest examples. They are heroes for us to look up to and for us to follow. They are the heroes that we want our children to be looking up to and to follow. In particular, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy upon us all. May Allah reward you. Thank you very much. And Jazakumullah khair for being with us online. And inshallah, we look forward to your company every single Thursday at 7:30 p.m. bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And inshallah, tomorrow 1:30 p.m. live, we'll be delivering the spiritual uplifting talks. Tomorrow 1:30 p.m. here from the UMA Sydney time. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy upon us all. And may Allah Azza wa Jal reunite us once again to be together in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning more about Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy upon us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. Pious person's destiny. Inshallah, Jannah.